Praise God. Well, good morning. I want to welcome you to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. And we're so thankful for this day because this day we get to worship the Lord together as a church family. And the Lord says that wherever two or three are gathered in His name, He's in the midst of us. Amen. And there's something that He does when we come together. He touches us and He just changes us and refreshes us. So we're excited about being in the presence of the Lord today. And we're excited about worship this morning. And we're just going to just let God do what He wants to do amongst us and be very thankful that we're here together. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. How many of you ready to worship the Lord this morning? Amen. I'm ready to worship with you. I've missed you. There's nothing like being in the house of the Lord with your family worshiping. Amen.
Now till I walk the streets of gold, I'll sing about you. no shadow that has ever overcome your light. There is no rival that could ever stand against your might. You've always been with us. Every battle you've already won. Oh, we've already won.
Shake off despair as I sing out your name. Oh, This is live like that's real. As I can still hear music, I don't hear you guys praising. Do you live like that's real? Come on, I'm an interactive individual. Do you live like that's real?
Amen.
I can't hear you.
Amen.
Do you live like that's real?
Amen.
We're going to play it again. It's time I want to hear you sing it and believe it like you believe it. Are you hearing me?
My God is able to save and deliberate and restore anything that it wants to. Just as a man who was thrown on the bones of Elijah, if there's anything that he can't do, just as the soul that was thrown at the tomb in the garden, what happens when God says to me, I feel him moving it now, I feel him doing it now, I feel him doing it now, doing it now, doing it now. Sound of dry bones rattling, this is the praise, make a dead man walk again.
I'm has given me two words for the last couple of weeks, and that's the word impossible and possible. He can make your impossible possible. All you have to do is trust him, give it to him, and trust him, and believe for it. And I've not talked to any of these guys on stage this week. And that's what we've been singing about, is turning the impossible into possible. A matter of fact, God showed me yesterday, the word impossible also spells out, I'm possible. I'm telling you what, that's revelation in itself. So always put your trust in God. And remember, there's nothing impossible for a possible God.
The power of his blood. the mercy of God was the great meant for me, where my sin lay buried, now I stand redeemed by the mercy of God. Was the cross meant for me, that my Savior buried, now I've been made free by the mercy of God.
We worship you, Jesus. We magnify your name. Right now, hope
its place in Jesus' name. We speak it. We command it to go. Discouragement. Right now, we command it to go. We can do all things by Him who strengthens us. Amen? Greater is He that lives on the inside of me and you than he that is in the world. Jesus, you change everything. Jesus, you change everything. In a moment of time, it takes one word. It takes one word from Him to change an entire situation. And sometimes we wait on that word to come, but you wait because it takes one moment, one word, one touch from Him, and it all changes. Amen. God, you are so good. Hallelujah. You are so good. We just praise you this morning. Let all of the praises and the honor Amen. And the glory go before you.
Amen.
Let no man stand in your place, Lord God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise your holy name.
Praise the name of the Lord. Ooh, hallelujah.
I have missed y'all. Praising with y'all. Praise the Lord. Praise
we
the
missed
Lord.
You too, babe, especially me.
I got home. Absolutely no food in the house. So I'm looking, we get home like at 2:30 in the morning. I don't know, I get to bed about 2:30 in the morning because it was a late flight. And I get up at 7:38, he's still sleeping. I got in the kitchen, I start looking for stuff, there's nothing. My breakfast was a bag of popcorn. But praise God we had a bag of popcorn.
Amen, praise God, honey. Provision was there.
I might have gotten a little testy with him and said, are you serious? You've been here all week by yourself. And there's no food in this house. You knew I was coming home. And I'm starving right now. So I said, fine, I'm just going to go get it. So I went and got dressed. And then, you ever do this? You start thinking about it more and more. And I looked at him, he said, are you really going out? And I said, yeah, isn't this sad? I'm really going out. When you've been sitting home all week, and I got no food. And I'm starving, and I'm coughing. And I'll feel good, but yeah, I'm going to go out, Phil, because you just rest yourself over there on that couch.
And then what happened?
And then he's like, oh, baby, I'll go get it.
Woo!
Listen, sometimes it just, you don't want it to come out, but it just pours. And I said, oh, Lord, forgive me, because I knew what I was doing. I knew if I gave you the sob story, you were going to go.
Oh, I know. I know. I was already going even when you, Amen. Before you started trying to get ready. It was already a done deal.
But men don't move as fast enough for us, do they? I know it. Get up now. I said it now. Go now. Right? No. Anyway, I'm glad to be home, baby. Missed you. I missed y'all. I was with you on live stream when the internet wasn't so spotty. And I couldn't get you, but it's just not the same as being right here with you. It's just not the same. I mean, I'm glad I got to be with you over there and still be in service with you, not being here, but there is something different about being in the house and worshiping with you. Y'all are amazing people, and I'm telling you, if you're on live stream and you haven't been able to get here, I understand, like, medical reasons and that. We get it, and we're sending prayers to you, but if you're just not coming because you're resting in your home, it's not giving you what you need. You need
Amen.
To get out here.
Amen.
You need to join the fellowship, worship with one another.
Amen.
And hear the word in person. Amen?
Amen.
There's nothing like it. Like, I'm grateful yes. to be home. I'm Amen. Grateful to be in here this morning. The Amen. Kids, we got the grandbabies. Logan and Amber did their renewal ceremony yesterday. It was beautiful. And so Logan invited my son and daughter, and the grandbabies came, and I'm like, I saw that, like, as I was flying home. I'm like, what? My grandbabies are going to be there? I didn't care about my daughter and my son. My grandbabies are going to be there on Saturday. So I texted him real quick, and I said, hey, are you going to be there? And he calls me, and I said, I want them for overnight. We'll bring them home after church. So see how good God is and how much he loves us.
Amen.
So I got my all-time favorites, everything today.
Yes.
Amen. Huh? What do you mean? Oh, because Josh and Jolie's not here? Why is that your ouch? Why is it ouch? Why'd you say ouch?
Why are you talking to me?
Because you said ouch! Didn't he? He did. See, don't play with your mama like that. I'll call you out. I love him. You're one of my favorites. You're here. Why is that an ouch? Okay, well, he the grandbabies beat y'all. Don't matter. Love y'all, but the grandbabies beat y'all. Amen? Okay, so we got women's breakfast and / Bible study, which are amazing. If you haven't had a chance to come out yet, I just encourage you to come out. I learn from them. I enjoy them. I am telling you. And it made me mad the one Saturday that I had to miss because we were taking Pastor
Modris
over to Indiana to be with Pastor Matt, and I couldn't be here. But I was so frustrated because I really wanted to hear. My heart yearned to hear what the word was for that day. So, and it was amazing, but God, amen. And so this last one was amazing. What's your priorities? Set your priorities. Let's get it in check and let's do what we need to do. Amen. So we've been having some great words. So this coming, it's the first Saturday of every month right here at the church at 9:00. Holly will be bringing the word for us. And then next month it will be Mona. And then it will be our normal Christmas party for the women on the first Saturday of the month. So we won't have the Bible study that day. We'll have the women's Christmas party that day because that's our norm. That's what we've been doing for the last, I don't know how many years. So that's what we'll do. And then we'll start the thing back up again in January. And then it'll be me and we'll start all over again on the wheel. Now, if you guys, there's somebody that hasn't taught in one of these and you would like to, come see me and we'll put you in rotation. Amen. We want to hear from everybody who wants to present. And don't feel like you're going to be judged or any of that stuff. We learn from each other. Amen? We all learn from each other. There's not one thing that hasn't been brought forth that hasn't made you say, yeah, okay, and click something in you and made you focus on something that you weren't focusing on before. Amen. So it's really good. We just enjoy it. I enjoy it. I can't speak for the other women, but I enjoy it. Amen. And then you got men.
Yeah, we had our men's breakfast and we enjoyed it just yesterday, so it was good.
And you guys have a fast coming up.
Yep, and we're going to fast on October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And that's a fast for our families, for the church, and for us as men to be more of what God wants us to be. So we're going to do that, and it's going to be a great time.
Amen.
And I think that Saturday, after you guys are finished with your breakfast, we're all going to come in here, as many men as want to, and we're going to spend some time together that Saturday during our fast.
Okay. That's beautiful.
So it'll be a good time.
Yes. Amen. And I think that's all I have for now.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, you need my mic, though.
I guess we're going to release the children's church.
Okay, while we're waiting, if y'all see Angel, just ask her what a goat looks like and what a donkey looks like, okay? Because over there, there's like these roaming goats. They're just, what do you call them, wild goats? And I told her about it. I said, you're going to see some wild goats probably when we go on this drive. And there was about 6 donkeys standing there, out in the sun doing nothing but just standing there. And we're like feeling bad for them because it's hot. And she takes a picture of them and we drive on and she said, those are the biggest goats I've ever seen. I said, Angel, those are donkeys. So ask her to show you her goat picture.
All right. At this time, we're going to go ahead and have a little offering message. And so we're going to have Jeannie come. You're welcome.
Good morning, everybody. I want to read a scripture out of 1 Chronicles chapter 29, and it's verse 17. It says, I know also my God that thou triest the heart and hast pleasure in uprightness. As for me in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things. Now have I seen with the joy thy people, which are present here, to offer willingly unto you, unto thee. Sorry. As when Pastor asked me to do this a couple weeks ago, I thought I had a thought, but on what I was going to say this morning. But God kind of changed that this past week. He brought back something to my memory. Everything, sometimes I think we have a tendency to forget that everything that we have belongs to God to start with. And we in life sometimes get so busy with things that's going on that we forget about that. And this past week, I'm not going to tell the story really, but I was talking to somebody and we were talking about that we forget that everything belongs to God. And we were talking, she was sharing a story of her life to me and what God had done for her. And we were talking about it, and she goes, I had forgotten that God had blessed me to be able to get back, to be able to walk and use my feet, use my hands, use my eyes, to see, to do my job, which he had created me to do. And I agreed with her on that because God brought back to my memory, if we are all blessed with a job, God created jobs for us, we are blessed to be able to go to those jobs and make an income. But one that sometimes we forget is our income is only going to be this specific amount. And we just have a tendency to say, well, I'm not going to give this week because I have all this out here in front of me that's got to be done. And so I was praying about this because that thought kept coming to my mind. I said, God, what are you trying to tell me here? And so they brought back, he goes, well, you remember as a child, you were born and you couldn't walk on your own without being carried. And I said, yes, God, I remember that. I said, I was very little, but I do specifically remember the night that they prayed and I was healed. He goes, okay. He goes, I gave you back the ability to walk. You use your feet and your hands and your sight to do your job because I drive a forklift. And he said, don't forget, I am the one that created you for to do that job. So don't forget to give back to me what I have given you already. So we should be willing to give, be joyful about giving. Because if it wasn't for God, we wouldn't have it to start with. So I say we should be willingly and joyfully giving back to our Father. And that's Amen. What I have this morning. If Brian, you will bring the buckets, please, and I'll pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for it is the day that you have made. We thank you that for your blessings, Lord, because if it wasn't for you, we would not be blessed. We thank you for all things. And Jesus, we ask you to bless the offering, Lord. Bless the tithes and the offering, Lord. Bless the people that give. And it will be returned upon them because you are a God of blessing. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The Lord is good, isn't he? All the time. Amen. Amen. We're going to get into the word this morning. And I'm going to start in Acts chapter 1, verse 6. And it says, when they were therefore come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the season which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. You know, every now and then it's good for us to be reminded that we don't know the exact time and the hour when Jesus is going to return. Now, we know he's coming, but we don't know when. But we do know that he gave us a commission of what we can do while we are waiting for him, is that we can be witnesses, amen? And that we can be out here living this life of faith and pursuit of God, even in the world and everything that's going on. Our mission has not changed, and what God expects out of us has not changed. Amen? Because God expects us to carry his torch and be a light into the world, and that has not changed. And so even though we don't know the exact hour when the Lord is coming back, we do know what to do until he comes back. Amen? And that is to be witnesses of him, and that is to stand strong for him, and that's to be who we are supposed to be. And that is Christians, and that is those people who carry the gospel and who carry his will to other people. Amen? It says in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1, it says, now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whither you go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son's sons, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Isn't it amazing that if we will fear God and honor him and keep his commandments, our days will be prolonged? Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers has promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thine soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently to thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and thou shalt be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. And this is what I just want to say this morning to you, is that we need to remember that the most important thing we can do as Christians is make sure that we're living every day for the Lord. Amen? And that we are really living out the word of God in our life. Amen? And that we're living what we teach and preach on Sunday is not just what we're saying on Sunday, but it's what we do throughout the week. And that we're these people that would be carrying his word and his commandments as frontlets to our eyes, and that we know them, and that we make certain that we are adhering to what God has said to us and what we are believing the Lord for. And I'm going to read here in Deuteronomy chapter 7. It says, verse 6, for thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are on the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you nor choose you because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of people, but because the Lord loved you and because he would keep his oath, which he had sworn unto your fathers, had the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the land of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. I want you to know something, that we should be in love with God because he loved us, amen? And that he has chosen us, even though we weren't the greatest of all people, he has chosen us because he loves us, amen? But now that we are chosen of him and loved by him, then we are great people, amen? I said, because he's chosen us and he does love us, we now have become a great people, amen? Amen. And I want you to know that you're a very important people, that God has you here on this earth for very important stuff in a very important time. And he's looking forward to working with you in everything that he does. I want to just share with you out of the book of Luke chapter 12, just something that is just very powerful. It says in Luke 12, 32, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. I want you to know something, that it is God's good pleasure to be able to teach you about his kingdom and to be able to teach you how to live for him. The Lord enjoys that. The Lord looks forward to that. And God is committed to showing you how much he loves you and how much he causes you to live for him, and that how much it is his pleasure to give you his kingdom and to reveal to you how to operate on this life in a way that not only pleases him but can help you be strong. Remember, Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And what that means is that if I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, I don't want to try to do anything without him. Amen? I don't want to try to do anything on my own power or my own strength, because I want to make sure that the Lord is with me and that he's strengthening me and that he's doing everything to help me. Amen? We're reminded that Jeremiah 29:11 says that he knows the thoughts that he has towards us, good thoughts and not of evil, to give us an expected outcome. I want you to know that the Lord has an expected outcome for you on this earth. And that expected outcome is, number one, that you're going to live a good and peaceful life on this earth. Amen? That in the Holy Ghost is righteousness, peace, and joy. That's what the Bible says. And we want you to know that not only does he have an outcome for you here on this earth, but he has a greater outcome for you. Amen? And that greater outcome is that one day when we're finished with this life, we're going to step into eternity and we're going to live with the Lord forever. Amen? And the Lord wants you to know that he wants you to be ready to live with him forever. Amen? And those are things that we want to keep in our heart and keep before God, because these are the things that are critical for us as Christians, especially as we look around in the world in which we live. This is a time for us to really make certain that we're grabbing a hold of what we are supposed to be and what we are in God. Amen? Because in order for us to be paralyzed in fear, and in order for us to not be using our faith, we have to have forgotten our value, and we have gotten our identity and letting it be stolen, and we do not want to be people that let the devil steal our identity. Amen? We are God's people, and as God's people, we are mighty on this earth. Amen? You are a mighty person. You have power. You have authority. You have God within you, and you have a right to let that God operate through prayer and through fasting and through reading of his word, and you are allowed to manifest the things of the kingdom right here on this earth. Amen? And I want you to understand that God has an expectation that this is what's going to happen with you, that you're going to help manifest things on this earth that are directly a part of the kingdom of God. Amen? Hallelujah. That's what the Lord expects out of us. I want to read something out of the book of Psalms real quick. Psalms chapter 91. Says in Psalms 91, verse 14, "Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him," or rescue him. This is what the Lord is saying. He will always rescue us. "I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him." You know, the Lord, if you will call upon his name and if you will make him your foundation, it says that he will always answer you and he will always help you in the time of trouble and he will always deliver you or rescue you and he'll even honor you. Amen. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. The Lord promises us long life and promises us his salvation when we just love him and honor him as who he is. Amen. I love it because the Bible says, what would I require of thee but that you would love me? And so it's powerful for us to be able to look at the Lord and know what he wants out of us. And we're going to sit here, and I got a scripture that we're going to read that's going to take us a little bit of time. 1 John chapter 4. And we're going to read a lot of this. It says, in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, it says, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know we are the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard of it, should come. And even now already is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and you've overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen? Amen. I don't want you to ever struggle, no matter what you're coming up against. I want you to remember that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Amen? I mean, we're going to have struggles in this thing called life. Battles are going to come. We're going to have difficulties that are bigger than us. That's why we look and trust and rest in God. And when those battles come that are bigger than us, remember, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Amen? They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us, and he that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for God is of love. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. You know, this is what's so great about God. And I know that some of you have had trust issues in relationships in the past, and you've been hurt by different things. But what's good about God is that we can trust him because he did all the work for us, and he did it first before he required anything out of us. Amen? Amen. He went to the cross before we even knew him. Amen? Yes. And he went to the cross by faith, knowing that one day you and him were going to have an opportunity to have love, and he wants you to have that more than anything. Amen? Yes. So it's amazing because we can trust God. Amen? Amen. And we can trust in his love, because he went before us. It says, Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he saith, he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath for us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. This is one of the most critical keys of our love towards God, and one of the reasons why we can have boldness in him. Amen? Is that because he went to the cross and because he loved us first, we can have boldness in him. Amen? And that's going to be our key in the day of judgment. In the day of judgment, we're going to have the Lord there as our witness, and as our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and we're going to have that boldness behind us and behind our name. Amen? So we can be bold in the day of judgment. You know, the Lord says even now, come boldly before my throne of grace that you can receive mercy in my time of need. Amen? And so I can be bold in my prayer time. I can be bold throughout my life. And even when I'm at work or struggling, I can have a boldness about me when I pray and ask God to help me. Amen? And so we can be bold in the things of God and the things that we need him to help us do. And it says here in this scripture, there's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Man, this is a good scripture, isn't it? There's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. See, God's perfect love should have casted fear out of our lives. Amen? And even now, if you have things that you have fear about, I want you to put that before the Lord, because he says, I've not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Amen? And so though we have challenges, and though you're facing things right now that can be discouraging, and you're facing things right now that can come against you, I'm telling you that the perfect love of God will bring you through. Amen? I'm also telling you that God is on your side, and when he's on your side, it doesn't matter what the world tries to put against you. Eventually, if you hold on to your faith and don't let go, God's going to bring you out on the other side. Amen? The Lord is faithful, and he's powerful, and he loves us, and he will bring us out into those things that belong to him. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. I'm going to look over here at the book of Matthew, chapter 16. And we just read this recently, but I want to read it again to us. It says in verse 13, when Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He says unto them, but whom do you say I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but thy Father which is in heaven. I want you to know something. That the Lord is asking us this question. Who do we say that he is? Do we believe that he's the Son of God? Do we treat him as he's our Lord and Savior? Is he our first choice? Is he where we go when we're fearful? Is he where we go when we have a need? Is he where we go when we have a breakdown or anything in life that's going wrong? Is the Lord where we go? Because who we say he is, that's who he is in our life. Amen? And the Lord is wanting us to identify him and say who he is in our life. And Jesus said, and I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now listen to this, and I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now I want you to know something. When we speak and we pray, do we believe our words are powerful enough to impact heaven? See, sometimes we just don't know how powerful our words are, and if we don't know how powerful our words are, then we're not going to be careful to watch our tongue the way we're supposed to. Amen? And so this morning, if we have the Lord saying that two, two can agree in his name is touching anything and it shall be done, that's a lot of power, isn't it? And we need to understand something, that if we have that kind of power, then on a day-to-day basis, we better watch out with what we're saying and how we say it. Because sometimes we think that the Lord's words have power, and they do, but we forget that our words have power. And we forget that our words can have an impact, both positive and a negative impact, if we're not careful. And so we've got to make certain that in this thing called life, as we're pursuing God, that one thing we're careful about is our words and how we speak them, amen? And what we have to say. And then we need to make sure that what we do is done in love and indeed, amen? Amen. Because that's how God works with us, amen? He works with us through love, and he's constantly working through us through his love, amen? I thank God that he's a God of love. I thank God that he's a God of love first, because that means everything that happens from him comes through love towards us, amen? And we should work as hard as we can to make sure that everything we're doing and everything we're a part of comes through love towards other people, amen? Remember, the two greatest commandments in the world is what? That first we would love the Lord our God with all our heart and with all our soul, and then the second is like unto it, that we'd love others as ourselves, amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. You mean them people I work with, I got to love like I love myself? Uh-oh. Praise the name of the Lord. You mean that neighbor that's been getting on my nerves, I got to love? You mean those people that push in front of me when I'm going down the road and cut me off, I got to love them? Amen. We've got to learn how to be a people of love. Amen. And that's what we do, and that's how we do it. And we let the Lord be our God and cover us and just strengthen us and let him make us whole and let him make us strong. Amen? Because we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. Amen? Hallelujah. Our God is a good and a loving God, and he wants you to be touched by what he has for you today. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just declare your glory this morning, and I just declare your blessing upon your people today, Father. Lord God, I pray that if there be any needs today, that you would meet them, Father, and Lord, that you would just supernaturally, right now, God, release healing in the people, Father. Lord, if there be sickness, I pray that healing would be released right now, Father. Lord, if someone is facing financial stress, Father God, I pray that you would bring them an answer, Father God. Lord, anybody with having relationship issues right now, Father God, I just pray your blessing upon them. And God, people dealing with fear or anxiety or stress, Father God, I just pray right now that you would bring them peace, Father God. And then as they get peace, Father God, they'll be able to see clearly how you're working with them in their situation, Father God. Lord, I just declare your goodness and I declare your glory upon this house, Father God, and upon every person that's here today, Father God, and we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. And we're just so thankful for your goodness, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, that the Bible says that the thief cometh to kill, steal, and destroy, but you have come to give life and life more abundantly. And Father, I pray that more abundant life would fall upon your people and they would experience you in great ways, Father God. And Lord, I thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have a prayer request here for Melissa. Aw, we want to pray for Marcia because she lost her husband. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we put Marcia before you, Father God. And Lord, we just pray for strength to be upon her and her family, Father. Lord, we pray for your supernatural grace and mercy to touch them during this time, Father God. And Lord, I just pray for a strengthening to be there and your goodness to be there, Father. And Lord, just touch her life, Father. And Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. I want to thank you for being here this morning. And I thank you for being in the presence of God today and letting the Lord just touch you. and be a part of your life. And I pray that you have a great rest of your day. And we'll look forward to seeing you on Thursday. Amen. Amen.